Lift Him Up by Ellen G. White. January 1. Lift Him Up as the Son of God during the New Year. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Already has the new year been ushered in. Yet, before we greet its coming, we pause to ask, what has been the history of the year that with its burden of records has now passed into eternity? The admonition of the apostle comes down the lines to every one of us. Examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. God forbid that at this important hour we should be so engrossed with other matters as to give no time to serious, candid, critical self-examination. Let things of minor consequence be put in the background, and let us now bring to the front the things which concern our eternal interests. No one of us can in our own strength represent the character of Christ, but if Jesus lives in the heart, the Spirit dwelling in Him will be revealed in us. All our lack will be supplied. Who will seek at the beginning of this new year to obtain a new and genuine experience in the things of God? Make your wrongs right as far as possible. Confess your errors and sins one to another. Let all bitterness and wrath and malice be put away. Let patience, long-suffering, kindness and love become a part of your very being. Then whatsoever things are pure and lovely and of good report will mature in your experience. What fruit have we borne during the year that is now past? What has been our influence upon others? Whom have we gathered to the fold of Christ? The eyes of the world are upon us. Are we living epistles of Christ, known and read of all men? Do we follow the example of Jesus in self-denial, in meekness, in humility, in forbearance, in cross-bearing, in devotion? Will the world be compelled to acknowledge us to be the servants of Christ? Shall we not, in this new year, seek to correct the errors of the past? It behooves us individually to cultivate the grace of Christ, to be meek and lowly of heart, to be firm, unwavering, steadfast in the truth. For thus only can we advance in holiness and be made fit for the inheritance of the saints in light. Let us begin the year with an entire renunciation of self. Let us pray for clear discernment, that we may understand our Savior's claims upon us, and that we may always and everywhere be witnesses for Christ. Lift up Jesus, you that teach the people. Lift Him up in exhortations, in sermons, in songs, in prayer. Let all your efforts be directed to pointing souls, confused, bewildered, and lost, to the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Bid them look and live.